And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. The fourth-ranked Iowa men's basketball team returns to action tonight with a Christmas evening game at Minnesota. The Hawkeyes opened Big Ten play with a win at home over Purdue. Both teams coming into this one at 7-1. Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey says the new-look Gophers have made some strides. They're playing with good intensity. And Iowa junior guard Joe Wieskamp says that he looks forward to the challenge and being able to play here on Christmas Day.
It's a little bit different not being home for Christmas, something that we're used to. But at the end of the day, we came here to play basketball, and that's what we get to do. So I'm excited for it. I think we're looking forward to the opportunity of playing a good Minnesota team on the road.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. The pregame will start at 7 o'clock, and tip-off will be at 8 o'clock there for that one in Minneapolis. Also, some other top 25 men's basketball contests feature other Big Ten matchups. The 12:30 tip-off today between number 9 Wisconsin and number 12 Michigan State there in East Lansing, Michigan. And number 19 Michigan is on the road to take on Nebraska. That's a 6 o'clock start here tonight. In college football, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence is among the four finalists for the Heisman Trophy. Lawrence was the preseason favorite to win the award, but missing two games after contracting COVID-19 slowed his campaign. He's thrown for 2,753 yards and 22 touchdowns in 9 games, helping Clemson reach the playoff for the third time in his career. Joining Lawrence are Florida quarterback Kyle Trask and a pair of Alabama teammates, quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devontae Smith. Trask leads the country with 43 touchdown passes and 4,125 yards. Jones and Smith are the eighth set of teammates to be finalists together since the tradition started in 1982. Jones leads the nation in efficiency rating and has thrown for 32 touchdowns. Smith leads the nation with 98 catches for 1,511 receiving yards. The Heisman Award will be handed out on January 5th during a virtual ceremony. In the College Bowl schedule yesterday, Hawaii has ended its football season with a winning record by beating Houston in the New Mexico Bowl. It was actually played in Frisco, Texas, due to changes there from COVID-19 guidelines. Siobhan Cordero tossed 3 touchdown passes in the first half to help Hawaii grab a 21-0 lead in a 28-14 victory against Houston. Cordero completed 15 of 23 passes for 136 yards and had 8 carries for 33 yards. Houston's Clayton Toon was 20 of 38 for 216 yards with 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Again, that bowl was moved from Albuquerque to Frisco, Texas due to COVID-19 guidelines in the state of New Mexico. Texas San Antonio football coach Jeff Traylor has tested positive for COVID-19, leaving his status in doubt for the First Responders Bowl against number 16 Louisiana Lafayette on Saturday in Dallas. If Traylor is unable to coach, associate head coach and offensive coordinator Barry Looney Jr. will direct the 7-4 Roadrunners. There is one college bowl game on the slate here today for Christmas Day as Buffalo faces off against Marshall in the Camellia Bowl being played there in Montgomery, Alabama. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff here this afternoon for that bowl game here today. Also, the NFL does have one contest on the slate for Christmas Day as well, as Minnesota will be on the road to take on New Orleans. That'll be a 4:30 kickoff here this afternoon. And another NFL news, the Detroit Lions will play Tampa Bay without interim coach Daryl Bevel, making him the NFL's first head coach to miss a game because of COVID-19 protocols. Detroit's coaching staff will be also without defensive coordinator Corey Unlin, defensive line coach Bo Davis, and defensive backs coach Steve Gregory, and linebackers coach Ty McKenzie. Wide receivers coach Robert Prince will be the team's third head coach this season on Saturday at Ford Field against the Buccaneers. Chargers tight end Hunter Henry has landed on the COVID-19 list. He has 60 catches for 613 yards and 4 touchdowns, ranking second on the team in all 3 of those categories. Offensive coordinator Jason Garrett is expected back calling plays for the Giants this weekend after missing a game following a positive test for COVID-19. Coach Joe Judge said Thursday that Garrett will have finished his mandated isolation by Sunday when the Giants face the Ravens in Baltimore. And the 49ers will be getting star tight end George Kittle back for this week's game against the Cardinals. Coach Kyle Shanahan says Kittle will be activated off of injured reserve before Saturday's game and see his first action since breaking his foot November 1st against Seattle. And Tokyo Olympic officials say they have reached a basic agreement with all 68 domestic sponsors to extend their contracts into next year to support the postponed games. Japanese domestic sponsors had so far contributed a record of $3.3 billion to the local operating budget. Organizers say the new agreements will add approximately $210 million more. The contributions by domestic sponsors is at least twice as large as any previous Olympic Games. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.